Mississippi Senate votes to ban sweepstakes casinos. The Mississippi Senate has made history by becoming the first U.S. state legislative body to pass a ban on sweepstakes casinos. On Tuesday, the Mississippi Senate voted 44-1 to approve a substituted version of Senator Joey Fillinghain's SB 2510, which aims to ban online sweepstakes and increase penalties for offshore online casinos. The chamber revisited the bill on Wednesday after a motion to reconsider was filed. However, it was among several measures approved en masse without discussion. The legislation will now be sent to the House of Representatives for further review. Under the bill, the Mississippi Code of 1972 would be amended to include a statewide ban on sweepstakes gambling platforms, with the specifics of what qualifies as such a platform to be determined. Additionally, the bill establishes severe consequences for any individual or organization that violates state statutes by operating an unauthorized online casino or similar platform. The substitute bill specifies that penalties will be levied on a per-incident basis. Individuals or entities found guilty, including operators and promoters, will face felony charges, carrying penalties of up to 10 years imprisonment or fines of up to $100,000. Bill represents joint effort. While addressing the floor on Tuesday, Sen. Fillinghain highlighted that the bill was developed through a collaborative effort between the Mississippi Gaming Commission and representatives from the state's casino industry. The senator's remarks implied a connection between unlicensed offshore online casinos and sweepstakes offerings, citing specific examples such as Bovada, Chumba, Stake, MyBookie, and Betus. The MGC has attempted to rein in unauthorized online gaming activities by issuing cease and desist letters to offshore operators like Bovada, MyBookie, Betus, Betwhale, and BetOnline. According to Sen. Fillinghain, despite the commission sending a follow-up round of C&D letters in December, none of the recipients have responded to date. However, Fillinghain emphasized that the bill aims to target then-online operators who create and manage these platforms rather than penalizing the end users who access them. Stakes take action against sweepstakes. As Mississippi pioneers a definitive ban on sweepstakes, other states are also considering legislation to regulate or prohibit these activities. Legislators in Connecticut and Maryland have proposed bills that would outlaw online sweepstakes-style offerings. Meanwhile, a bill in New Jersey aims to establish a regulatory framework for the industry. SPGA expressed disappointment in official statement. The Social Sweepstakes Gaming Alliance, SPGA, shared their strong opposition against Bill SB 2510. In their opinion, the bill misrepresents social sweepstakes gaming and restricts consumer choice. Below is SPGA's response urging lawmakers to reconsider this misguided legislation. Quote, "The SPGA is deeply disappointed by the Mississippi Senate's decision to advance SB 2510, which unjustly targets sweepstakes and conflates a safe and legal form of entertainment with illegal operations. This bill not only misrepresents the nature of sweepstakes gaming, an established and consumer-friendly model, but also sets a troubling precedent by equating these operations with illicit gambling. Social sweepstakes are free-to-play games that never require a purchase for a player to win a game. They're part of a long-established industry of social casino games enjoyed by tens of millions of adults across America. We doubt voters in Mississippi appreciate their elected officials dictating what games adults can and can't play on their phones. It's a waste of time and a transparent and misguided attempt to pay out protectionist favors for the casino industry. Voters deserve better than lawmakers who prioritize the protection of a slot machine maker over individual freedom. Rather than enacting punitive measures that reduce innovation and consumer choice, we urge lawmakers to consider a regulatory approach that enshrines transparency and consumer protections while allowing Mississippi adults to continue enjoying the fun, fair, and free-to-play games offered by social sweepstakes operators." Statement, Social and Promotional Games Association.